All right, so we were alerted to this yesterday, and I couldn't stop laughing at it.
The odd 7:37 a.m. Slack entry
in my car.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Mino, guide us through this. Guide us, just walk us through. Who is here?
Okay, this was yesterday morning during the Mark Elfenbein show, heard on Sunday mornings before Work in Progress.
One of our friends from California.
So I'm driving in. I like to listen to Elf on my way in. Catch up on what happened in sports over the weekend. Prime myself for the show. It's part of my show prep. And this was, 7:30-ish Sunday morning, and he's doing his quick hit type segments where he'll go from one story to the next. He was talking about the Dolphins situation with Tom Brady, and then he pauses and goes to his next story. And Elf is he's a very professional broadcaster. He's been doing this since day one on the ticket. Mm-hmm. He's been in the market for a long time. And what caught me at first is he paused, as you will hear in this audio, he pauses and he takes a sip of his coffee. And I've never heard him do that before.
Very performative.
So I didn't know if he, very performative.
Carlton Maxwell?
Yes, very much like that. And I didn't know if he was like clearing his throat or if he, but he's really leaning into the story he's going to tell. So he gets really excited about it. And we'll let this audio tell you what happens.
All right, so you had that. Then did anybody else see? I'm going to have a sip of coffee real quick. Okay, sorry. I had to have a little sip of coffee. Mike Tomlin's quote the other day. I'm going to read Mike Tomlin's quote. I thought this was right on the button. Steelers Mike Tomlin says, no more kneeling on his field. Quote, you're athletes, not activists. Tomlin is tired of people hating America and not being able to stand and recognize a song for 2 minutes once a week.
Okay,
amen.
Wait. Okay, hold on. Just FYI, he didn't actually say that.
Who said that?
It's just that was just a joke.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Really?
You got.
Did you get ball sacked?
Got. All right. You got. I just wanted to catch that before you start.
Already,
all right, let me bend over.
You know what?
Kick me again. I got it. All right, listen. Everybody gets it once.
You're behind Dan McDowell in that respect.
Really?
He's gotten nailed a few times.
So what? How did you know that, Saad?
Just
because you're an IT that. Guy and yeah. You know this stuff.
You know, there was a.
All right,
there was,
what did you guys call? I got ball sacked.
Yeah, there's a website out there. That's kind of what the term has become. There's a website out there.
Son of a bitch.
That's gotten. Gotten a lot of traction over the last year called Ballsack Sports, and they have a Twitter account.
Oh, my God.
And they put out memes and things like that look extremely illegitimate.
All right.
They did one earlier this week with Ben Roethlisberger about the Deshaun Watson suspension.
Shame on me. Shame on me. Thank God I'm leaving town again. All right. Stop talking. Yeah, forget. Okay, before I get to the NFL Hall of Fame, which I don't think is a fake thing for
all
me
right.
today.
So.
Okay, there's so much gold here.
First off,
this made my whole
week. Did I get ball sacked?
Yeah.
He's never heard of ball sack sports before.
No, he's never heard of it, but how about the emphatic, amen!
Finally!
Somebody taking a stand against the kneelers!
Credit to Saad for jumping in and knowing this, or maybe looking it up and finding out it came from a fake site.
Yeah.
But I kind of wanted him to twist a little bit more with it.
Well, okay, so this is...
Let's talk about the fake site real fast. The Dunning-Kruger Times.
Dunning-Kruger Times.
And if you don't know about the Dunning-Kruger effect, Google it. You'll really enjoy that.
My question for Elf is, did he just see this little blurb?
On his Twitter.
Okay, so he didn't actually read the article.
Well, yeah, I think he saw the tweet, which probably, if I were to guess, was maybe Mike Tomlin looking real serious, and then someone, as they will on Instagram or on Twitter, puts a big quote block next to him as he's saying it right there with a face that's super serious, you know, something like that. By the way,
Tomlin face.
By the way, pay no attention to the fact that nobody's kneeled in the NFL in how long?
Dude.
When was the last wave of kneeling?
Like 2016, 2017.
Pre-COVID, for yeah. sure, right?
Right. It's not been a thing.
Like, somebody finally put their foot down on kneeling in the NFL. It hasn't existed and for how long?
And he has said that he supports players taking action.
Mike Tomlin, like he's in for yeah. God's sake.
This. Yeah, Mike Tomlin is one of the key guys in saying, you know, you have a platform and I support you. But anyway, let's not even get lost in those weeds. Let's do as I did, which the second I got done enjoying this piece of audio, I had to find what Elf had found. And so it's a piece in the Dunning-Kruger Times, which of course is a made-up thing to kind of joke about the Dunning-Kruger effect, if you find those sorts of theories enjoyable, and I do, and the cognitive bias of not really knowing a whole lot about a topic, but assuming the whole world kind of agrees with you in a situation. So here it is. This is great. First of all, the author of this story is Flag Eagleton.
Flag Eagleton.
Steelers Mike Tomlin says no more kneeling on his field. Your athletes, not activists. By Flag Eagleton. Hyphen. And then his title? Patriot.
Yes. He's got a nice picture, too.
His name is Flag Eagleton.
That's the greatest name ever.
Patriot. Now let's review the story that might have got Elf. Mike Tomlin, head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, had issued a mandate to all of his players for the upcoming season. There will be no kneeling on the field. Tomlin's statement came as a shock to the team, since the Steelers have been the team with the largest number of unpatriotic kneelers since the crisis began in 2017. Tomlin says he's tired of people hating America and not being able to stand and recognize a song for 2 minutes a week. It's just silly, Tomlin told reporters. I can't stand seeing it. Three other coaches confirmed that Tomlin is vehemently opposed to kneeling on the field. Three other coaches confirm. Okay, this is where it really gets good. He can't stand it, said assistant place kicker coach Joe Barron.
Okay.
Assistant place kicker coach.
Okay, there's never been a place kicker coach in the history of the NFL, let alone an assistant one. But listen to this quote by the assistant place kicker coach. It makes my job tough, but we've managed to get two players to hold snaps without their knees touching the ground. Barron said it's a good thing you only have to wave for a fair catch these days and not take a knee. Quarterbacks coach Art Tubulus.
I believe that is Art Two Balls.
Yes.
Oh, it is Two Balls.
Art Two Balls.
Okay, that's it. Okay, yeah. Art Two Balls says Ben Roethlisberger wouldn't have been a fan of the new faceplant technique of taking a knee to end a half or the game, but the younger players seem all right with Roethlisberger. Instead of taking a knee to down the ball at the end of a half,
just do a belly flop.
You have
yeah.
to faceplant. Several players have expressed concern that Tomlin's odd issue with kneeling of any kind could also interfere with pregame and touchdown prayers. It just doesn't seem logical to ban all of it, so you can't take a knee to pray.
Right, you're just kind of squatting.
We'll have
like
to wait.
Girl
to
go in the bathroom.
Flag Eagleton ends his story by saying, "We'll have to wait to see how this all plays out, but thank you, sir, for thinking of America first."
Flag Eagleton,
amen,
patriot. All right.
You know, the sneakiest part of this whole article is that there's a link in the middle of it that's supposedly fact-checking it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
All right. Armed with that information, let's hear Elf one more time. On the ticket, mainly.
Okay. Then, did anybody else see... I'm going to have a sip of coffee real quick. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is underrated, okay, too,
so
right?
I have a little sip.
The little sip of coffee to start it.
Oh, yeah. A little juice to get it going.
All right, I'm sorry.
Mike Tomlin's quote the other day. I'm going to read Mike Tomlin's quote. I thought this was right on the button. Steelers Mike Tomlin says no more kneeling on his field. Quote, "Your athletes, not activists." Tomlin is tired of people hating America and not being able to stand and recognize a song for 2 minutes once a week.
Okay.
Amen.
Wait. Okay, hold on, Elf. Just FYI, he didn't actually say that.
Who said that?
It's just a, that was just a joke.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Really?
You got.
Did you get ball sacked?
Yeah, you got. You got. I just wanted to catch that before you start.
All right. Let me bend over.
You know what?
Kick me again. I got it. All right. Listen, everybody gets it once.
You're behind Dan McDowell in that respect.
Really?
He's gotten nailed a few times.
So what? How did you know that, Saad?
Just.
Because you're an IT guy and you know this stuff.
You know, there was a...
Pause it there.
It's an IT guy.
An IT guy?
Is that a little racist?
What does that even mean, though? Like, someone that works in...
He domained map the site.
You build computers. Oh, no.
Holy crap. Right there. You're an IT guy. You can spot this type of chicanery.
You're tipped off by the author's name being Flag Eagleton.
And the fact that Saad is being so cool, he's like, How do you know this?
Common sense.
You just know.
Studer would have let him twist.
Didn't want you to say anything you'd really regret.
No, he and Studer would have had their flags planted in the studio.
Crank Lee Greenwood, get him on. Wow, what a moment.
That's golden.
Number one.
That is golden.
Real quick, Bob, did you see the Taylor Fadoon story I just emailed you?
Yeah, Danny, we'll get to that probably in Sturm Center.
Whoa!
Thank you, Danny.
All right, great stuff. Thank you very much, Mino.
Just incredible work. Yeah, wonderful. Thank you to Elf.
Number one, thank you to Flag Eagle fan.
Finally, somebody agrees.
It's time. It's 2 minutes, for God's sakes.